Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
Can you believe it, Stars fans? It's now a 7-game point streak. Absolutely unreal this start to the season with everything going on. The Dallas Stars are resilient. Comeback kids tonight with a massive win over the Edmonton Oilers. Let's talk about it on Spits and Suds, a post-game edition, a victory post-game edition. We have not been able to do this in a while, so we, crack the coldie and say hello to you, and thank you so much for listening and supporting Spits and Suds. Let me just, you know, I crack them, but then they go over to the side, and then they get a little warm by the end of the podcast, so just bear with me as I have a little sip. And you know what? Tonight, I will fully admit I am drinking a pure sparkling water, and it is delicious. Let me just say, when we pop Frosties, it can be a sparkling water like tonight. It can be a beer. It could be your favorite shot. It can be various things. We're not necessarily promoting alcohol. We're just promoting a victory celebration together. And that's what we are, Spits and Suds. We are together, a family, and we really appreciate you guys being along for the ride. What a tilt we had tonight. A little retribution, I guess. I mean, it's not the same as beating them in the Western Conference Finals, but you know what? We'll take it. Take that, Connor McDavid. Take that, Leon Draisaitl. Oh, man, what a barn was rocking tonight. Man, this has got me amped up. I'll tell you what. This Stars crowd this year is one of the better Stars crowds I have heard in years. People are in their seats. They are revved up. People are talking in the community about this Dallas Stars team. And understandably so, with the Cowboys' struggles, with the Rangers not making the playoffs, let's be honest, with the Dallas Mavericks, despite having now Cooper Flagg, just a slow start to the season. So therefore, the Stars are kind of the talk right now, and that is pretty awesome. So a 7-game point streak, as we mentioned, going into the game. No hints, no Duchesne, no Ben. Radek Foxa was a game-time decision. No Radek Foxa, no Nils Lundqvist, no Jake Oettinger. He was the backup because he just had a kiddo, but they went with Casey DeSmith. Amazing how depleted they are, and they continue to get it done. Not only did they continue to get it done, the first 3 minutes, Dallas had some really good chances, notably Mikko Rantanen on a rebound. I mean, you're going to hear a lot about Mikko Rantanen on this podcast tonight, deservedly so. He tries to go between the legs, and it almost slips by Stuart Skinner. So that would have made it 1-0 Dallas, and Dallas dominated early. Absolutely loved the legs early. They kind of had Edmonton on their heels for a couple of shifts, but couldn't score. But, you know, they're the Edmonton Oilers, and they'll catch you. And Jack Roslovic, what a pickup Jack Roslovic was at the beginning of the season. Wanted to be in Edmonton because he wants to win. He streaks down the right side, just an unbelievable individual effort. So with his outer left hand, he holds off Thomas Harley, and with one hand on the stick, he slides it across the crease to a streaking Vasily Podkozin wide open. Podkozin. I don't know how I pronounced it the first time. Podkozin. And one time's at home, it's 1-0. So a couple things to talk about on this first goal. It was a great individual effort by Roslovic, but that's tough for Thomas Harley. He was out of position to begin with. And maybe if Thomas Harley, like, instead of staying with Roslovic, kind of slipped away from him and angled more toward the net, that might have cut off the pass. But once again, let's give a stick tap to Roslovic and the individual performance on this. And so that pass goes across the streak and goes across the goal crease. What needs to be talked about even more, why is Podkozin so wide open? And when you go back and you look at that replay, Maverick Bork glides in from the blue line. He does not even press. And when Podkozin flies right by him, just go back and watch the tape. No way that puck should have gone to him so open. Maverick Bork clearly just stopped skating. This was a tough night for Maverick Bork. We have to be honest. We need to have a real conversation about Maverick Bork. I am a Maverick Bork fan, but he's getting the opportunity right now with all the injuries. You see Wyatt Johnston emerging and stepping up, Mikko Rantanen stepping up, Ritkovian stepping up, to the point where I'm thinking about putting Maverick Bork down on a line and maybe moving Ritkovian up. But it just was not clicking for Maverick Bork tonight. And I don't mind if he's not scoring goals, but when you stop skating and you let a guy get behind you like that and don't have coverage, that's an issue. And it was an issue on another Edmonton goal that I'll talk about in just a second. Because 3:12 after the first goal, little bit of a controversial, Esa Lindell called for a cross-check on Connor McDavid. So maybe 5-10 years ago, that might not have been a penalty. But a couple of things. Shouldn't happen, but the ref clearly sees it's Connor McDavid. And Lindell started, and when that kind of push with the stick started, it was on the letters. But by the time the play was finished and the penalty was called, that stick made its way up toward the back of the neck of McDavid. So clearly it appeared like it was a high cross check. Number two, McDavid, you can tell from his blades and the position of his body where he's leaned down, he is trying to curl in front and or curl up to make a pass. So he was already at an angle where any kind of push is going to put him down. Specifically, if he's curling inward and the check is more toward the outward, that's going to cause you to lose balance. So I think it was a legitimate call. It was close. But that's today's NHL. We have to be honest. I mean, Mikko Rantanen drew a penalty on Draisaitl later in the game, and it, you know, they're going to call it both ways. So it's one thing if McDavid gets the call, but Rantanen also gets the call.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So Edmonton goes on the power play, one of the best power plays in hockey. They don't waste any time. 15 seconds in, puck movement takes it down to Draisaitl. Most would pass it at this angle, but not Leon. A one-timer from the goal line. Absolutely amazing angle. DeSmith can't close up that small window short side. And after a quick star start, all of a sudden, it's 2-0 Oilers. But the Stars, as we mentioned, very, very resilient. They cut the lead in half because they go on the power play. And as talked about, Mikko Rantanen, who draws the penalty on Draisaitl. Draisaitl not happy with Rantanen, thinking he sold it. And he is really good at drawing calls. Eric Johnson mentioned that on the ESPN broadcast. By the way, emerging star in Eric Johnson. I thought he was terrific tonight. Just got out of the league, and he was very opinionated. Love his perspective. So glad, good pickup by ESPN. And we talk about the difference between TNT and ESPN. I think ESPN has a good one right there. So on that power play, Rantanen grabs possession. He winds it behind the net on Skinner. Sagan collects the puck, passes it down to Wyatt Johnston. What a night by Wyatt Johnston. Wyatt Johnston's down low. He does a great job, Johnston does, finding Jason Robertson, a place where the Stars have struggled in the last few games, getting opportunities up the middle. And tonight wasn't the case. They found the middle of the ice, which is so effective for this Stars team. So Jason Robertson actually has some space and time. He fires a wrister straight on. Skinner makes the save, but it's a loose puck. It's whacked at, and Mikko Rantanen, who was on that opposite side, who drew the penalty and who started this by having puck possession, he comes from the side, lunges with his stick, knocks in the rebound. Good hustle. Good movement. That adds up to a good power play. 9-10 of the second period. Goal number 300 for Mikko Rantanen. Will we see over 500 goals wearing a star sweater by Mikko Rantanen? 200 over the next 8 years? I think that's going to happen. I mean, we can't predict the future. The guy uses his body a lot, but his body is made for this game as well. So, we go to the third period, and earlier, Connor McDavid hit the post. This time, he hits net. Connor McDavid nets his fourth goal of the season, which is really interesting. You're like, Connor McDavid only has 4 goals? Yeah, 15 games played, 4 goals. However, 17 assists, 21 points in 15 games. I think Connor McDavid will be A-okay. I mean, what a joy to watch him at the AAC perform. Him, Draisaitl. Oof. Man, they are so much fun. The Stars were out tonight. So on that goal that puts Edmonton up 3-1, this goal was created by a neutral zone turnover by Maverick Bourque. So he throws a soft pass that's intercepted by Mangiapane. Mangiapane turns, but at the same time, Maverick Bourque has to realize the turnover and turn with Mangiapane. But instead, Maverick Bourque goes to the bench for a shift change. Like, literally, if you look at the replay and slow it down, Maverick Bourque is going to hop over the boards and McDavid is parallel to him. Mangiapane is now curling and bringing it in, and Connor McDavid is parallel at that point position-wise coming through center ice. So Mangiapane curls in the zone, hits Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. I tweeted about Ryan Nugent-Hopkins earlier today. We absolutely should talk about Draisaitl. We should talk about McDavid. But Ryan Nugent-Hopkins is never talked about. And you look at that Western Conference Finals last year, and who was the star of that Western Conference Finals? It was Ryan Nugent Hopkins with multi points in the first four games that had not been done in a Western Conference Finals since Wayne Gretzky. Ryan Nugent Hopkins, for those that don't remember, was the number one overall pick in the NHL. Really, really good player, playing on the line with Connor McDavid. Excellent two-way player as well. So Nugent Hopkins finds McDavid, not going to miss. And Stars have some work to do in the final 12 minutes. They're now down by two. Stars, as we know, not the best third period team. But important to point out that on that same shift where Maverick Bourque went off the ice rather than curling and trying to stop that turnover, unfortunately, Tyler Seguin did the same. Glenn Gulletson preaches that extra 1%. This was a massive win for the Stars, but there were some small nuances to the Stars game that I think the coaching staff will point out. Tyler Seguin, on that play, stops his skating after the blue line. If he continues skating hard, I'm not sure that Nugent Hopkins pass can get through to Connor McDavid for the easy shot in. It's those little things that Glenn Gulletson preaches that makes the difference. If Bourque had been in the right position, if Seguin had been in the right position, maybe it prevents two goals. But let's move to the positive. What is so impressive about this Stars team, they're never give up grind. So much talent out. And you saw that in the faceoff dot. You're like, why are the Edmonton Oilers, specifically overtime, which we'll talk about in a second. My goodness, I feel like Edmonton's winning every draw. Well, when you get points in seven games, you tend to forget things like who are the best at faceoff draws. Matt Duchene's really good. Roope Hintz is really good. Radek Fox is really good. Jamie Benn is really, really good. Those are four of your best face-off guys, and they're out of the lineup. So that's probably why. So the cool thing about this in the third period was the Stars could have been down. They could have been out. And we would have understood. Like, we're like, my goodness, battling so many injuries. Hey, you hung in there for a while. Edmonton clearly is the healthier team. Stick tap to them. They're coming off a back-to-back in St. Louis. Good for them. But no, just 46 seconds later from that McDavid goal, just a real nice up pass to Wyatt Johnston from Alek Petrovic. Now, the play's almost offside, but this is a good example of that 1%. Mikko Rantanen hustles back. He was in the Edmonton zone. He hustles back and curls just enough so it wasn't offsides. So close, in fact, that Edmonton had their tablets out after this goal, and it was very close to being reviewed. But Rantanen barely checks up. Johnston snaps a pass to him. And he has the composure to move the puck with his feet to the stick, lift it over Skinner. Stars once again back to within one. That's goal number 301 for Mikko Rantanen. I'm telling you, we can get to that 5-5-20 mark. I'm telling you, we can. So just about 4 minutes later, the barn explodes when Miro Heiskanen, who played a terrific game, has been playing terrific. Listen, I got on Miro Heiskanen early, and I think some of you agreed with me that he just seemed like there was something off. I'm not dogging Miro Heiskanen, but clearly you see the Miro Heiskanen right now is a massive difference from the Miro Heiskanen that we saw in the first few games. So I'm glad that he's playing the way he is, because this team right now, with all the injuries, needs a Miro Heiskanen. So this play develops with a real nice pass through traffic and neutral zone from Jason Robertson to Mikko Rantanen. And then Mikko drops it off to Wyatt Johnston. And the reason he drops it off is Rantanen then keeps moving forward towards the net. And think about how big of a body Rantanen is. So in essence, he's creating both a bit of a pick to create space for the Robertson shot, but he's also creating a screen on Skinner. So Johnston shoots it. It actually deflects off a Rantanen skate. So it completely misses the net somehow. And I'm telling you, you could probably try this 100 times without it occurring again. Somehow that puck deflects off a Rantanen, bounces off the end board, and back in front to a wide open Miro Heiskanen, who picked a great time to move in tight. He knocks it home. We're tied. We end up going to overtime, both sides, multiple chances. Let's talk about the overtime defense and what the Stars did strategy-wise against Edmonton. Remember, when you're home, you get last change. That is crucial. So, when Coach Knobloch throws out McDavid, the Stars counter with something unique. They throw out two defensemen. And one of those defensemen specifically is out there, Miro Heiskanen, to shadow Connor McDavid. And you notice after the puck drop, he goes right after McDavid and stays with him. In fact, great tweet by Taylor Baird of NHL.com. Mikko Rantanen said after the game, there's maybe only three guys in the NHL that can skate with Connor McDavid: Miro Heiskanen, Cale Makar, and Quinn Hughes. That is amazing company to be in. And these are the nights that you're really glad that Miro Heiskanen is one of your top blue liners. He was a massive part tonight. So, great defense, and he actually picked the puck away from Connor McDavid, which, as we know, so hard to do. So both teams with some opportunities in overtime, goalies with saves. We go to a shootout. Connor McDavid up first, Casey DeSmith with a nice poke check save. Just a real subtle, small play, but just got that goalie stick out enough to tip that puck. Otherwise, probably a goal by McDavid. Then Jason Robertson up first. And man, Jason Robertson, when it comes to shootouts, 19 for 33. This, by the way, is one of your spitting facts. 19 for 33 in career shootout attempts. That's 57.6%. Fourth best mark all time among NHL skaters to make at least 20 shootout attempts. That's how good Jason Robertson is in the shootout. So Robertson pulls it in, lifts it up over the glove of Skinner. You'll notice a common theme. The Stars went for the glove of Skinner. Stars up by one. Leon Draisaitl, my goodness, what an unreal move. He beats Casey DeSmith. What composure. Basically, as he's leaning one way, he's taking the stick the other way and just knocking it home. Just a pretty play by Leon Draisaitl. And we're at 1-1. Mikko Rantanen, unfortunately, loses the puck on the shot. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins misses for the Oilers. That leaves it up to Wyatt Johnston. Of course, big moments. The kid delivers. Low glove on Skinner. Stars were going for that glove side of Skinner. So as I mentioned, big night for Miro. Big night in overtime, defending Connor McDavid. Can we talk about the pairing of Wyatt Johnston and Mikko Rantanen? Even if Roope Hintz comes back, I think you really have to look at that as a potential pairing. They've looked really, really good together. Your three stars of the game, Mikko Rantanen, number one. 2 goals, 1 assist, 3 points on the night. Wyatt Johnston, because of that, also had 3 points on the night with 3 assists. Connor McDavid was your third star. 1 goal, 1 assist, 2 points. See? We Stars come back home, and what do you know? The three stars of the game, that fits actually what the game was like. Unlike some of these away barns, right? Am I right when we mentioned the three stars of the game? All right, let's get to your tweets. You guys are so awesome with your feedback. YJoe number 53 is elite said, cheers, Gavin. Cheers, my friend. Great 2 points tonight. Miro played his best game of the season. Best 5-on-5 game by the team, too. It's a full week. Hopefully, we get some bodies back this week. Yeah, it is not an easy week for our Dallas Stars. You know, when you pull up the games and you look at the standings, the Ducks play Thursday night against Anaheim, and Anaheim is absolutely on a heater right now. The Ducks, let's see where they are. All right. Ducks in the standings. They are on top of the Pacific, 8-3-1, 17 points. So on top of the Pacific, the Seattle Kraken after that is an opponent, and they're just 1 point behind the Ducks in the Pacific. So you have two Pacific opponents, which on the surface in years past, you'd say, okay, Anaheim, Seattle, we got this. And if you look at Anaheim goal differential, plus 11, 48 goals scored in 12 games. They've won 4 straight. So Anaheim on Thursday is not going to be easy. And then after that, as I mentioned, you have, let's see, you have Seattle. And then, Saturday you have Nashville. And then you have Seattle. So it goes. Ducks on Thursday. Predators in Nashville, a quickie on Saturday afternoon, and then Seattle back home on Sunday evening. So busy, busy week for the Dallas Stars. So yes, hopefully we get some bodies back this week. I'm sure the most probable of them all, too, in fact, Ottinger was ready to go if need be tonight. So we'll likely see him in net on Thursday, especially against that high-powered Anaheim offense. And Radek Foxa was a game time decision, so we'll see about that. But he could certainly go on Thursday as well. Aaliyah, I was going to be so happy with the loser point, but wow, what a showing during OT. I know for efficiency they go to the shootout, but I would have loved another 5 minutes. Yeah, that's a good point. Jake Oettinger, in a recent interview, they asked him one thing he'd like to change, and he said, make overtime 8 minutes long. So I think, Aaliyah, you're right with Jake Oettinger. Let's extend overtime. I think it's a lot of fun. Now, I don't know if the NHLPA will like that because it is an extra 3 minutes hard on the body. But at the same time, you know, that's up to the teams then to adjust and put out more people on the ice. And stick tap to Aaliyah. She is an awesome, awesome, awesome Stars fan. She makes her way to several games all the way from Arkansas. Now, that is dedication. It's great to see her at the couple of games that I've been to. So thank you so much for your support, Aaliyah. We really appreciate it. Spamuel Green, another great Spits and Suds listener. Big game for Miro. Good to get back in the full W category. Yeah, absolutely. Good confidence for the boys tonight. Our friend Howe, he checks in, thought Miro and McDavid were like two Top Gun pilots dogfighting in 3-on-3. Man, that's a good comparison, Howe. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That is fascinating. Miro looks elite defensively again. Yeah. You know, I'd love to know what was going on. Maybe it just took him a few games to get up to speed. I mean, you know, Wyatt Johnson's off to a hot start, but remember the last few years prior to this year, Wyatt Johnson was like post January 1st beast, but always got off to a slow start. Also, you think Robo's elite shootout skills may make a difference in him getting selected? Could be like Oshie in 2014 Olympics. I think Jason Robertson probably isn't off to the start that he'd like as far as what the USA Olympic Committee will look at. So as of right now, I think Jason Robertson is going to be on the outside looking in. And that's nothing against Jason Robertson. I just think the U.S. team as a whole is absolutely stacked with young studs and superstars. So, I'm not expecting Jason Robertson to make it. And I think when you get to that level, Howe, I think they all have elite shootout skills. Husky at noisy underscore cricket. This team has to be better. I know injuries and all that, but come on. Dallas needs to stop making things harder on themselves and have a game where they don't allow the opposition to get back into it. To be honest, I'm not thrilled about the W because they keep doing this. They're going to get burned. Well, that's kind of fascinating. I wasn't expecting that, Husky. I just think you have to throw out criticism out the window right now. I honestly thought at one point in this game, this is the game where the injuries truly show themselves. When it was 2-0, I said, okay, there's one team that's trying hard and there's one team that is working hard and is really good at what they do in Edmonton. And then the Stars came back again. So, I mean, listen, I love that you guys critique the Stars like you do, and your knowledge base is awesome. And there were bad turnovers, and there were that non-1% extra effort tonight that I talked about. So, Husky, you're right on that. However, I have to absolutely stick-tap these boys. To get points in 7 straight games for what they're going through injury-wise for this length of time. And we need to talk about what a coaching job by Glenn Gullitson and crew. I mean, absolutely. And the fact that defensively you're holding these teams like, you are facing some really, really good squads. Like, it's not like the Stars are facing the Sharks. I mean, you just beat a team that has gone to the Stanley Cup for 2 straight years in the Edmonton Oilers. In 3 out of the last 4 years, they've gone to the Western Conference Finals. And you beat them. You lost in overtime or shootout to the 2-time defending Stanley Cup champions, but you got a point. Then you get a point in Tampa for an overtime loss. Then you beat the Washington Capitals, who have a lot of offensive power, and they're a playoff team. And prior to that, you beat what is likely the Eastern Conference favorite right now in the Carolina Hurricanes. And I didn't even mention the Predators, but it's a nice road win. So it's not like you're playing like these bottom teams. You're playing really, really good teams and you're pulling points. So I personally am very happy with this team. I think they're giving a great effort. I just think that offensively, they are giving all that they can because, man, and Mikko Rantanen is stepping up. I mean, $12 million for, like, it's amazing in today's NHL, and I'm glad these guys make the money they deserve, but isn't it amazing that we're thinking after this game that Mikko Rantanen's such a cheap date right now at $12 million a year? I mean, he took over that game. That's what this Stars team was missing, and that's why Jim Nill had to give all that currency to get him, because the Mikko Rantanens, the Connor McDavids on the ice, the Leon Draisaitls on the ice, like...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
These guys take over games. This is the elite of the NHL. These are the best players in the world. And one of them plays in Dallas, and that's awesome. Jordan H. at Harper Hockey Fan. Great to see the boys get a win. I really like the effort in the third. Yeah, absolutely. And also want to point out, my name is not Damien. I want to thank you because you were applying to someone about Stars Media to follow, and you mentioned me along with some great ones as well, with Robert Tiffin, Sam Nestler, Sean Shapiro, Leah Simakopoulos. Absolutely. All great follows. So thank you so much for mentioning me in a conversation with all of those people. Stick tap to you. Michael says, when Roope comes back, there's no way they can break this top line apart, right? Well, that's a good question, Michael. They might put Roope back on that top line, but I am totally fine if you leave Wyatt Johnston. I would encourage that. Wyatt Johnston is having a heck of a year, and I think that pairing of Johnston and Rantanen, not only are really good together, but they have to be defended tight. And what does that do? That opens up Jason Robertson. And we need Jason Robertson to flourish. So those are some great tweets tonight. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. Also want to thank our friends at the On Time Experts. Usually I do these reads at the front end, but today I'm doing it at the back end because I'm talking about same day service guaranteed. Like, I'm taping this late or early in the morning. So if I went online right now at theontimeexperts.com, I could book now and they'd be here in the morning. They have the trucks, they have the personnel, they have the trained technicians. They will come. Cleanliness is a massive factor for them. They will be courteous. They will sit you down after diagnosing your system and they'll tell you if anything's wrong. They will check all your parts while you're there and they will make sure that your HVA system is completely optimized. Same thing. If you have a leak in your house from plumbing, if you have a drain that you can't unplug, just give my friends at the On Time Experts a call or theontimeexperts.com. I went through the online and it was so easy. Booked it immediately, automatically got an email confirming it. Then they called and said it will be during this window. So it was on a Saturday. I didn't have to wait all day. So I was excited about that. Then they shortened the window. And then the technician showed up early and called me. And it was such great service. So I recommend them highly. And they have specials online right now. Free second opinion. They have the $59 HVAC tune-up and cleaning. So deals like that for first-time customers are awesome. So check them out, theontimeexperts.com. All right, we'll be back with another podcast soon. Special thanks to Gregory Finley. We are nothing at Spits and Suds without Greg. He does such a good job producing all these programs. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Stars with a massive 2-point victory over Edmonton. Until our next podcast, have a great day, everyone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.